This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Amazon is, well, it's everything, right? It's big. It's connected. Think of their cloud services business. It's a go-to for tens of millions of consumers in this economy. And it's also, it turns out, something of a CEO factory for American startups. Dana Mattioli wrote about this for the Wall Street Journal today. Dana, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What has put Amazon in the company of, like, you know, companies like GE, which used to breed, you know, CEOs of other companies like it was going out of style?
Yeah, so Amazon has sort of stolen that CEO factory title from General Electric. And people who have gone through Amazon's program have come out and founded or ran giant companies. We're talking like Hulu, WeWork's interim CEOs from Amazon, Tableau Software, Zulily, the list goes on.
Do you think this is real? I mean, would these people have gotten, you know, these jobs or had their success even if they were at, you know, the Acme widget company?
That's a great question. Is it the chicken or the egg?
Right,
Amazon hiring great people that would have been CEOs independently of that, or are they grooming them? And I think it's probably a mix of both. They have a very rigorous and different sort of hiring process than other places that is meant to weed out, you know, weaker candidates. That could be part of it. But these are probably, there's a level of self-selection here. If you're applying to a job at Amazon, you probably have a lot of these skills that are embodied there.
Let us detour here for a moment to Jeff Bezos, who long ago put into place these leadership principles. I think there are 14 of them that, as you say in this article, a lot of these executives have taken with them.
That's right. So there's 14 well-defined leadership principles at Amazon. And the way this story sort of came about is when I was speaking to people who had since left Amazon, even years ago, they would talk about randomly bringing up these leadership principles in conversation at their new companies, even though that was not the leadership principle there, even with their kids. These are so ingrained in executives at Amazon that it becomes part of their vernacular outside of the office.
The big one, of course, is every day is day one in Amazon, right? Every day, we got to prove ourselves every day. We're a startup. Go, go, go.
Yeah, that's a very common saying from Jeff Bezos. It's not one of the leadership principles, but it's something that comes up in every shareholder letter and all hands meetings.
So it's a leadership principle with an asterisk or something. All right. So, but look, there's another part of this, right? And it's that Amazon is known as a really hard place to work. I have an acquaintance who was there and is no longer. Part of that is you know, certainly personal choice. But part of it also is that it can be tough in Amazon culture-wise.
That's correct. A lot of the CEOs I spoke to from this story said that they learned a lot at Amazon and it did set them up to become leaders elsewhere. And they've sort of cherry-picked what they want to bring with them in their new capacity. So they're bringing along things like strong leadership principles and ways of doing business from Amazon. But some of them are saying, you know, they're striving for a more empathetic culture than they might have found there.
Dana Mattioli covers Amazon for the Wall Street Journal. Dana, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.